my hands are so dirty on this one. I'm just kidding. It's not. It's actually pretty clean and only one, well, no, maybe two disturbing stories. So stick around because that's not coming up. No, it's now.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
So Travis Kelce admitted on the New Heights podcast with his brother Jason that he's a picky eater until Taylor Swift came along and has been helping him try new things.
Do you like curry? Do you just
I'm starting to open up to to the
my girl Tay's getting you opened up.
She is.
She's introducing new foods to you, and it's been that, one of the greatest things that I've been happy about.
So, one of his picky things is if it looks like poo, he won't try it. Speaking of Taylor, she donated $5 million towards relief efforts for Hurricanes Helene and Milton. She gave it to Feeding America, which thanked her on Instagram. LeBron James said thank you and had a reunion with the first responder who saved Bronny during his cardiac arrest last year.
Thank you so much. Lifesaver, literally. Literally. She. This is Bronny's grandmother.
Hi, I'm Erin.
Erin performed CPR on Bronny when he went down.
They are the reason Bronny is alive now and smiling and thriving and doing what any 19-year-old should be doing, and that's living out their dream.
Yeah. First responders, they're absolutely amazing, aren't they? Jennifer Lopez says her split with Ben Affleck was exactly what she needed, and she's excited to be single. Gordon Ramsay reacted to Dua Lipa's viral video where she mixed Diet Coke with pickle and jalapeno juice. He tried it himself.
Okay, here goes. Seriously? Dua Lipa, for God's sake, girl! You'll ruin your vocal cords.
Well, if that doesn't tell you not to drink it, I don't know what else will. Starting next week, King Charles embarks for the first time as the ruling monarch on a two-week trip to visit Samoa and Australia. He'll pause his chemo treatments for his undisclosed cancer. Kathy Bates opened up to People about shedding 100 pounds.
So I lost about 80 pounds, and then the last 15 or 20 is always the hardest. And so when Ozempic came out, I thought, okay, and I went to my doctor. She said, let's give this a go. So I was able to do the last. But I have to impress upon people out there that, you know, this is this was hard work for me.
Yeah, you got to get up and move. She did say that she misspoke about her retirement plans after her role in Matlock. More disturbing revelations from Lisa Marie Presley's posthumous memoir and already number one bestseller, From Here to the Great Unknown. Presley, Lisa Marie, claims that her mom, Priscilla, her mom's boyfriend, actor Mike Edwards, abused her regularly when she was 10 until she was around 16. In his own memoir, Edwards claimed it wasn't abuse, that he was in love with 10-year-old Lisa Marie. Ew. Alex Van Halen's memoir, Brothers, will be released on October 22nd. Ahead of its launch, Spotify shared an audiobook excerpt featuring Alex's tribute to his late brother and bandmate, Eddie.
Since you've been gone, I catch myself talking to you, yelling at you in my head or sometimes out loud. I still have trouble believing you're gone, and probably for me, you never will be. Outliving my little brother, this just wasn't the plan. As the older brother, I was supposed to die first. Same as always, Ed, butting in line.
Oh, that breaks my heart for him. Somebody that you've spent your whole life playing music with. All right, we got a dirt alert, and this one should not shock anybody. Dancing with the Stars fans were not feeling guest Judge Gene Simmons and his inappropriate comments about the female dancers. One person compared him to, quote, a gross uncle who corners you at the reunion. Y'all, I don't tell a lot of backstage stories, but I tell this one. Don't do backstage with Gene Simmons. Okay, I'm just going to say right there. Him and Maury Povich. Mm-mm. Creepy uncle that corners you at the reunion. That's it. That's your Daily Dust, complete with a dirt alert, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. Oh, I shouldn't have told you it wasn't bad. It was bad.